Okay. Now let's get into Amspiritual a little bit. Can you tell us about the company, the history of the company, and then move into what does Amspirit Business Connections do? Can you cover that for us?
Yeah, I sure can. Amspirit Business Connections was the predecessor to it, was founded in 1991, and actually came to Columbus in 1993. I was its first franchisee. And executed a buyout back in 2004.
Gotcha.
So, you know, in 2004, that's when I rebranded it as Amspirit Business Connections and started down the process of putting together a disclosure documents, or what was then a UFOC, putting together disclosure documents and all the manuals and materials to franchise it.
Okay. And what does Amspirit Business Connections do?
Well, you know, the simple answer to it is that we assist our clients generate more business referrals.
Okay.
You know,
now, how do you accomplish that?
Well, what we do is we create and support weekly meetings of entrepreneurs, sales representatives, and professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And then through these meetings, these businesses, these business people, I should say, because it's individuals coming to the meetings, they learn about each other and how they can help one another, and in that process, exchange referrals with each other. So, in other words, these members are being connected to one another, and they essentially become a sales force for other people in the group. These groups are made up of one person in each professional category.
Gotcha.
So somebody might come to the insurance agent or the attorney and say, "Hey, listen, I've quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting a business. Can you help me?" And naturally, the attorney's got things that he or she can do to help the person, but there's so many other things involved with starting a business. And so they might say, "Well, you know, do you have an accountant? Do you have a banking relationship? What about payroll?"
Sure.
And through the connections within that group, they're able to refer other people that they know, like, and trust.
Now, can you give us some highlights of the financial end of the Amspirit Business Connections franchise opportunity? Can you cover some of that with us?
Yeah, you know, we don't make an earnings claim, but I can tell you that our franchisees really realize a great return on investment. There are really three things that play into this. First, the Amspirit Franchise Connection franchise, or the Amspirit Business Connections franchise opportunity, has a low required initial investment.
Okay.
The initial franchise fee is only $10,000, which is, anybody who's looked at any sort of franchises out there, it's very affordable as a franchise opportunity. And other than travel and lodging to Columbus, Ohio for 2 or 3 days of training, that's pretty much it. There's not a whole lot else that goes into having to get started as a franchisee. The next thing that provides a great return on investment is that there's an attractive revenue stream. When people get into Amspirit, they tend to stay for years and years. Now, currently, the cost of getting involved in Amspirit is a one-time initiation fee of only $225 and then $65 a quarter thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start running the number, considering that, you know, someone can operate upwards of 10 chapters with 15 to 20 members per chapter, the opportunity throws off a significant amount of cash.
Mm-hmm.
This is consistent and predictable because, again, people are in this organization for a long time. For example, I have a number of people who are in the organization today who started in the organization back in 1993.
Okay.
And this is what they do.
Right.
This is how they market their business. The final reason that it offers such a great return on investment is there's really low operating expenses. The cost of supplies is minimal. There's really no added equipment required. Most people already own a computer. They have a car. They have a cell phone.
Right.
They don't need a separate office. There's no inventory to carry. You know, other than some miles on a car and maybe a cup of coffee, it virtually costs next to nothing to operate this franchise.